including the record button.
I love that that was the first thing that got recorded. Hello! In theory, we're live. Welcome to Pack Tactics, a 5th edition homebrew Dungeons & Dragons campaign setting. My name is Crash, and I totally need to make a D&D supplement that introduces a lost school of magic known as Punomancy, which will include such fantastic spells as Psychic Ice Cream, Animate Dad, and Mordenkainen's Magnificent Manicure.
And Liam's tiny butt.
Yes, that's hysterical.
I have some concerns about that one. But yes, also Hold Self, which it works, but you have regrets. All right. I suppose if you need to get a hold of yourself, it could work.
I guess so.
In theory, but we'll see. In any case, I am joined tonight by a bunch of fantastic people, including, but not limited to, Ellie, Jen, and Cindy. Unfortunately, Chris and Io cannot be here tonight, so we're wishing them the best. And, you know, if you only have 3 kobolds, you could probably take Tiamat right now, right?
Maybe.
Well, it really... you've done some incredible things. Like, what did you do last week?
We killed a white dragon.
A really old white dragon.
Yeah, huge. And Gox became a dragon for a while.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And came up with multiple bacon recipes.
Yes, which he's promptly forgotten now that he doesn't have the intellect stats of that dragon anymore.
Next time battle. You'll just have to start saying it out loud and someone can take dictation.
Yeah, really.
And halfway through, we were at initiative 19 of the first round.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a high-level campaign right now.
Yeah.
So high-level campaign problems.
Yep, yep.
All right. And you celebrated by taking a long rest.
Like you do.
In Daldane's dazzling dwelling.
Mm-hmm.
And when you wake up, Gox, you are face-to-face with a better frog looking down at you.
Hi. What do you want, better frog? I don't know what you're saying. I'm going to look around. Are there more better frogs standing around me? Or?
Well, just this one in your room.
This one in my room. Okay. Is it standing on me or is it just looking at me?
It makes an attempt to eat your face.
Oh, I'm gonna, like, push it out of the way. Hey, little guy. Okay, you want food.
It misses. I rolled a 7. It misses.
Okay, well, here. Follow me. We'll go get some food. And I'm going to go down to where the kitchen is or the dining room is and hope that the invisible servants can bring it something it can eat.
Okay. So Gox heads to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
What's everyone else doing?
Well, if I just woke up, I'm probably going down for breakfast, too.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
Okay. Marwise, what's your AC?
18.
Okay. You are also being pursued by one of the better frogs. It does not manage to eat you.
I think these guys are hungry.
And that's my lowest roll of the evening for the one attempting to eat Daldane. Well, I'm using the stats for giant frogs because I figure it's fitting.
Yeah,
giant frogs are CR 1/4. So, against a high-level kobold, they're not going to do much. Even if they manage to swallow you, it'd be one of those things where, like, if they manage to swallow Gox because they manage to get a crit attack, we just see its mouth get opened up by Gox from the inside. And, guys, I think they're hungry.
Yeah.
Can I have the invisible servants bring out, like, vast quantities of fish?
Well, give me an animal handling check.
No, don't want to. dirty 20.
All right. So, as evidenced by the fact that they have made attempts to eat you, they are, like most frogs found in the wild, happy to eat anything that will fit in their mouth. So, fish is fine.
Well, great.
Gox is waiting for bacon.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep him away from the bacon.
Okay.
Okay. Zeely comes into the kitchen. Her head is currently inside one of the better frogs.
Oh, no.
And you hear her, she extends her wings and she extends her arms, and you hear her say, and now she's on the other side of the kitchen. I think they're hungry.
Yeah, they tried to eat my face, so I think they want food. They seem pretty happy with the fish.
So Sox comes in riding one of the better frogs. It seems oblivious to the fact that he's on its back.
Yeah.
More or less.
Found him out.
He hops off as it goes past the table, ready to eat breakfast. Okay, we are going to fast forward through breakfast. You have managed to feed the better frogs. They are no longer attempting to get their daily supply of vitamin K.
Okay.
Thank you. That was a bit of a slow burn. I appreciate those. What do you do now?
I'm going to open the door real quick to see if it's getting any warmer outside.
You open the door to see everything is kind of muddy, as if a large collection of snow recently melted.
Okay, that's a good sign.
Okay.
We have slain the dragon, and its lair effect is retreating.
So, in that case, I suppose we should continue towards the mountain.
So, Gox and Sox both notice that there's kobold footprints in the mud. Now, you were just in the area, so you'd think they might be yours. But the ground was frozen the last time you stepped on that surface. These are footprints in the mud.
Did one of us go outside?
It wasn't me.
Inspiring leader for everybody while I'm thinking about it.
What does that do again? Sorry.
It's 20 temporary hit points.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's a good idea. Thanks. Okay. So I'm going to look around just from where I'm at and see if I see any kobolds.
From your vantage point, you cannot.
Okay.
This probably isn't going to work because I'm not particularly good at this, but can I figure out the general direction the trails are going or the footprints are going?
Most of them are heading from the lake towards where the dragon corpse was left. There's a few that look like they came over to the door to the dazzling dwelling. It maybe milled about for a little bit, but then they left.
You guys think we should check out the dragon?
I think probably we should.
Yeah, we should see what's going on with that. Maybe they're like harvesting the scales or something.
Yeah.
That's a hopeful outcome.
Unknown kobolds headed toward the corpse of an ancient white dragon. Investigating that seems like a bad idea, which probably means it's a good idea.
Gox is shaking his head at Daldane.
Well, if adventurers made sound decisions, we wouldn't be adventurers. We'd be tavern owners.
That's true.
Yeah.
As Al, god of parody, was once known to say, everything you know is wrong, up is down, left is right, right is wrong.
And everything we thought was just so important doesn't matter.
Also, because you have to dare to be stupid.
So, let's go do the bad idea thing.
Okay. All right. So, you head out, and the ground is muddy, but it's not so muddy that I would call it difficult terrain. It's just every footstep you take makes that sound, which is also lovely.
Recalcitrant terrain.
I already gave you inspiration earlier. All right, and it doesn't take you long before you realize that, in fact, there does seem to be a collection of kobolds that, how do we put this? Have you ever seen, like, a worm on a sidewalk after it rained that was getting swarmed by ants?
Oh.
Yeah.
So they are harvesting it.
Yes. There does seem to be a trail of kobolds that are carrying scales over their heads, not unlike leafcutter ants, over to what appears to be a large wagon, and they're stacking them.
Interesting.
From the dragon to the wagon.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. I'm going to wave at them.
Dragon, I've been lagging. How many scales are in your wagon? And hello to Banjo Fox, in the chat.
Hi.
All right, so as you go over, you see that it is a mix of familiar faces. Some of them are from the Rotfoot clan. Some of them do appear to be eating chips. and some of them are survivors from the Chipclaw clan, but they are working together. Oh, wow. And they seem to currently be being overseen by a winged kobold that looks very familiar. It's Mata.
I'm going to wave at Mata. Hi.
He acknowledges you with a head nod. I'm sorry, I talked over you. What was that, Deldane?
I said, how did Mata get here? This is not a question I'm expecting the DM to answer. I'm asking in character.
Well, since you're within earshot of Mata, he says, same way most of you got here, through the portal.
We didn't have the luxury of a portal.
Yes, you did. I mean, granted, two of you didn't. Two of you arrived by trebuchet. But then you made a portal. And the rest of you came through.
Oh, yeah. Where are you all, like, living now? Or are you taking this back?
Well, you were in the tunnels under the tower's new location, right?
Oh, yeah. That's where the baby kobolds are. Okay, I remember now.
Yes, that is where the baby kobolds are.
It's been a long 24 hours.
The 19 baby kobolds. The 19 freshly hatched baby kobolds.
I should go visit them sometime.
You don't get to talk to us about the behavior of freshly hatched baby kobolds.
He just looks at you with a blank stare.
Doesn't remember. I know how that goes. I know that stare.
We rescued you from the Shadowlands, young man.
Gox is very used to blank stares.
Yeah.
Anyway, because you didn't come right back, Fiddlepunch started to get a little worried. So I volunteered to go and check.
We had some murdering to do.
Yes, we noticed. Good job on that. Most of the scales are intact. We can make use of these.
Oh, good.
As you're talking, they finish up filling the wagon, and several kobolds start pulling it through the mud towards where the portal was situated. They begin filling up another wagon. So we don't think... Sorry?
Go ahead.
Then we all stop.
I know.
So we don't think the dragon made this area his lair for very long. There wasn't that much snow. He was saving the townsfolk for snacks.
That's why he froze them.
Well, that and humans make a lot of noise.
Well, where are the snacks to fight back?
That comment is gold.
Can Zeely use mold earth to make less muddy, like to stabilize the mud in a path back to the portal?
As soon as you suggest it, she starts yelling, mold earth! Mold earth! Mold Earth, and walks all the way back. You just hear her fading up. Mold Earth, Mold Earth.
Okay.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
Partway through, she realizes shape water would also work. Mold Earth, shape water. Mold Earth, shape water. Mold Earth, shape water. I am a master of the arcane. I made a road. Fear me.
She uses her one wish spell to mimic Mold Earth.
But she does it all at once. So there is a paved road with lamps for lighting. But nice. They're just for aesthetics because you all have dark vision.
Mm-hmm.
I remember reading something about how in Rogue One, the scene near the end where Vader is pretty much exposed to vacuum and his cloak is still billowing, the argument could be that he was using the force to do that. So he was using this ancient power of the Jedi for aesthetics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that amused me. Because aesthetic is my favorite word. It's one of those words where if you remember how to spell it, then you deserve to use it. But never mind about that. All right. Well, in any case, apparently even though it was bedtime for kobolds, Mata still was spending time scouting around. You are aware that he took levels in Rogue.
Oh.
So
we don't see him go.
No, he did that while you were sleeping.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And he offers to show Sock some interesting things. So he and Sock step into town. And by step into town, I mean you blink and you no longer see them.
Okay. Impressive. Well, they'll have some fun.
Yeah. And handily, now Zelia and Sock aren't with the party anymore.
Right. We have split the party.
What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah, but we've split the party along people who are here and people,
and people who are not. Yes. Yes. Yes.
And what's the worst that could happen?
Tiamat.
No. The Tarrasque. Tiamat can be reasoned with.
I have a feeling we burned that bridge.
Maybe so. Yeah. Maybe so, yeah.
You poured napalm on it and then tossed TNT at it. Then you burned it. Then you incinerated the remains.
Then we mailed it to ourselves in a box. And when the box arrived, we hit it with the hammer!
Well, you considered doing that, but you decided to save on postage and just decided to use a potion of reduce enlarge to reduce the bridge to the point where it just shrunk and then fell into the water below.
Then we built a second bridge, and that one shrunk and fell into the water below.
Then we built the third bridge.
And that one burned down and shrunk and fell into the water below. But the fourth bridge.
And that's the bridge that you're going to have to roll for initiative on. I mean, no.
Yes.
Okay.
Bringing it back in. The kobolds. The kobolds look like they have the dragon harvest pretty much well in hand.
Yeah. They're at the point where some of them are like holding up things they've cut off going, what's this for? I don't know.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, shall we start heading toward the mountain?
One of them took two of the smaller dragon teeth and put them in his mouth. And he's like, look, I'm a dragon. Roar! Fear my powerful breath. And it turns out that kobold did not brush his teeth this morning, so he does have powerful breath.
Oh, no.
I had garlic. Of course you had garlic. We all had garlic. We had pizza last night.
Kobold pizza party.
Haven't had that in a while.
The best part was they made so much pizza they could have it again for breakfast.
Oh, cool.
But not by heating it. Because cold pizza is what you eat for breakfast.
Yes.
Anything else is uncivilized.
Mm-hmm. That just reminded me of the scene from Aladdin, the Disney movie. He's got a sword! You idiot! We've all got swords!
One of the better frogs approaches you.
My face is still not food.
It turns its head and just sort of, like, does that head tilt thing. Give me an animal handling check.
Who?
Well, Marwise is the one that called out to them. So I'm going to go with Marwise.
Okay.
I'll assist, but... Oh, I don't need to.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a 19 plus 5. So with a 24, mm-hmm. you say, my face is not food. And just does a help tit out you and he goes... And you've never seen a better frog shrug, but you've never seen a better frog do most things.
Inexplicably, it understands you.
Yes. So it looks over at...
No. Sorry.
It looks over at one of the other kobolds, and then you hear a... And there's two kobold feet sticking out of its mouth.
Oh, no.
Gox, pull the feet out. I'm telling you because you're stronger than me.
Yeah, I'm going to try to just open this thing's mouth and see if he can, you know, the kobold can slide out.
Okay, give me
try to pry my fingers into his mouth.
Give me a strength athletics check.
Okay. That hit something. Let me try again. That did not hit anything. That's a 10. And strength is plus...
Strength athletics.
Strength athletics is plus 9.
Okay, so that's a 19. You rolled a 10, and it's effectively a 19. I love high-level campaigns. So, yes, you are able to pry this frog's mouth open. And a very slimy, shall we say, unhappy worker kobold slides out onto the ground and is just sort of sitting there.
Don't be unhappy. You have had a new experience, and now nobody else in the clan has had that experience. So you can tell
behind
everybody.
You, behind you as you say that, you hear...
Oh, no. I'm gonna do the same thing again.
Okay, give me another roll.
That's a 12 on the dice strength.
Okay, so that's a 21.
Mm-hmm.
So you are successfully...
You two are the only ones in the clan.
All right, I'm going to round up the better frogs if I can and say, all right, guys, kobolds are friends, not food. Stop eating kobolds.
Animal handling check.
Oh, boy. I got an 11, and animal handling is a 0.
Okay, so you successfully round up 2 of the better frogs. There are 6 total, so there's 4 of them. That one of them, like the smaller one, is attempting to stalk the kobolds. He's hunched down. He's got his butt in the air and is doing that slight wiggle that cats do.
I'm going to yell, hey, stop that. Yeah, that. Stop that. That's what I said. Oh, no. All right. I'm going to go rescue another kobold.
My hat!
All right. I'll try to save his hat. For a roll to 17, I'm getting better at this.
It was one of the chipped claw kobolds, so it had a floral bonnet because chipped claw.
Right, right. Yeah.
Thank Meepo for that. Uh-huh. Meepo and a half-elf bard, but never mind about that. Bard fighter, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So you extract the hat. It has seen much better days. But
I hand it back to the kobold here. Sorry.
That's the third thing that's tried to eat me this week.
What else tried to eat you?
There was the dragon.
Okay, that was one. Yeah.
There was the better frog.
There was the better frog.
I said I was sorry.
So what makes me upset is that is exactly where I was headed.
Sorry.
So, yes, that's canon now. There is a kobold in one of the clans named Fritz. And lest it be thought otherwise, I truly do love this game. Also, you already have inspiration. I can't give you more.
Right.
Okay, so meanwhile, you have not successfully wrangled the better frogs.
How are we going to do this?
Fritz is the kobold who's no longer allowed to be a test subject for what's his name, Fizzlebottom's experiments. Because anything that you give him to test fouls up somehow. It's not his fault, it just happens. Which is why the phrase on the Fritz has come to mean not working.
Oh. Nice.
That's fantastic.
But at the same time, isn't that true for most kobolds?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But Fritz has a special gift. Anyway.
I mean, if you knew what was going to happen, it wouldn't be an experiment.
That's true.
Like Witchfinder Pulsifer in Good Omens. Anything he tries to fix actually gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, is a fantastic book and a fantastic miniseries.
I guess I'll try to wrangle up the better frogs if Gox couldn't get them all.
Yeah, I'll give you a hand.
Doc's got 2 of them.
Got
but
2.
You don't need it.
Oh. Wow.
All right. So with a 23, the cleric has successfully wrangled the 4 remaining better frogs.
I am channeling my inner druid.
Someone has procured a rolled up newspaper for you. And you're not 100% certain because you've never encountered better frogs before, so you don't know how much they retain, you know, memory of instruction or of events or anything. But to the best of your knowledge, you seem to have convinced them that it would not be advantageous for them to make a snack of kobolds.
Good.
That's progress.
Yep.
Not so sure about the floral hats thing. They might still go for those, but...
We should probably get these better frogs away from the rest of the clan either way.
Yeah.
One of them licks Marwise's face.
Oh.
There is now a very sticky trail going up the left side of your face.
You know what? As long as it's not doing the tongue thing to get me in its mouth, I'll allow it.
Should we bring him back where we found him? I mean, the weather's better now.
There's plenty of more ones there already.
Oh.
I mean, we can lay them to rest like the others.
Who's Wait, talking what?
Now? Oh, I forgot. Mata went off with Socks. So you know, Mata's up there. So, switching voice. Yeah, there's plenty of them back there. We could kill these two.
Why?
Well, because there's a whole bunch of dead ones over by the lake.
Did you kill those?
No, they were like that when we got here. And I know what that sounds like, but in this case, I'm actually being honest. They were like that when we got here. We thought you did.
We didn't kill them. They froze to death. These were ones we managed to save, but just barely.
Ah, so they were like that when you got there. I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Say no more. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. I know what you mean.
No, wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Just honesty. We literally found them under piles of snow.
Oh. Oh, okay. So we're not killing them for food.
No, we're just going to leave them be.
Okay. Well, we could try using them to pull the wagon. The dragon wagon.
Do you have a harness that will fit these guys?
What's a harness?
Kind of like a rope.
Oh, we got rope. So, I'm just going to fast forward a little bit. With a little ingenuity and a 12 on the die, I will say that they successfully create some type of rope that they can fashion around the shoulders of the better frogs. All six of them, or 5 3/4, depending on how you want to describe them. And now there is another wagon loaded up with dragon scales, and miscellaneous don't know what these are, but they might be usefuls. Being pulled by 6 better frogs, with several kobolds riding on top of the wagon going, "This is much easier than pulling the wagon. Yeah, why didn't we do this before?"
Okay.
Heading down the Zeely Road.
The Zeely Road. Yeah.
Just make sure to keep them well fed.
What do they eat?
They like fish and anything else they can eat.
All right. Do they like Fritz? I told you it was a mistake. I did that one time. And you realize that you are now the only kobolds in the area. There is a rather, I don't want to use the word naked, but
skeletonized,
descaled large dragon
descaled
next to you.
Okay.
Peeled.
Like peeled, a plucked chicken.
Oh.
It could talk, so they didn't do anything with the meat.
This dragon has lost some of its appeal.
Indeed. It's also lost its claws and teeth, and things get very, very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So, it sure
focuses its music more, because it doesn't have any of its scales.
This is what I get for coming up with the School of Punomancy.
Yeah.
And you already have inspiration. And lest I ignore this, because I shouldn't ignore this, Banjo Fox has decided that we need a 1920s kobold noir. Possibly, considering some of the paths that we've taken in some of the campaigns, it'd be Call of Kobold. So I do appreciate these. I needed to acknowledge these. Those are great. Gox.
Uh-huh.
With Sox not around, I believe you have the highest passive perception.
Oh, possibly.
I think me and Gox are tied at 15.
No, Gox has 16.
Okay. Yeah, and I just rolled a 20.
Well,
you so you see everything. Noise.
Incoming! Scatter! I think I'm running off.
As soon as Gox says that, Marwise, you hear it too.
Okay.
So what exactly does it sound like?
A whistling sound.
I also have a 15, by the way.
So you hear it as well.
Is it a descending whistling sound?
Move! Move, move, move!
Funny you should ask.
That takes too long.
I can't believe I'm taking advice from Gox, but he seems pretty sure of himself. So, yeah, I'm gonna book it.
Okay. Yeah. There are some not very high hills. It's a hilly terrain. So you could try to jump over one of the hills, or you could run for the tree line. Or because this dragon died right next to the mine, you could try to go into the wreckage of the mine.
I think Daldane kind of closed the door on that one.
I think so, too. With that spell.
Well, the A-frame is collapsed, but it's still kind of there.
I'm probably going to go whatever direction Gox went because I want to stick together and Gox got a head start.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so I don't know which way he went, but we can figure it out.
Well,
Gox, I'm going the other way and we can meet up later.
I missed that. What?
Daldane said she's going the other way. You can meet up later. I'm saying okay. Gox has a movement speed of 40. I'm assuming that Marwise has a movement speed of 30.
That's right.
Okay, so you take off after Gox, but Gox is gaining. And everyone give me a dexterity save.
Oh. Okay, I've got a 17, and dexterity is plus 2.
Okay, you make it.
16.
Okay.
12.
Okay, everyone makes it but Marwise.
Oh, no.
Not surprising.
So, with a successful save, you take 6 damage. With an unsuccessful save, you take 12.
Oh, boy.
That's not bad.
Oh, yeah, okay. We're not even at temporary hit points.
Right, not yet.
Well, you all decided to book it, which is why you weren't hit with the very large rock that fell from the sky. That was shrapnel damage from things getting blown up by the rock impacting the ground.
Oh.
On the plus side, you now have a rock for cover if you choose to use it.
Can I tell what direction the rock came from?
Probably from the same direction as that large black shape that's hovering toward, between.
Oh, no. Oh. Is that the dragon we didn't kill?
Well, the last dragon we didn't kill was a red dragon.
Well, it's between you and the moon, so it's silhouetted.
I don't know.
What's the silhouette look like?
It quite possibly is a dragon that you have not killed, but as it is flying, that doesn't narrow it down. It just, you haven't had a chance to kill it yet. This is your chance.
How many heads does it have?
That's a good question.
I love that this has become a question worth asking. I'm going to say a perception check. And Daldane and Gox, go ahead and roll yours also.
Okay. I've got a 14, and perception is plus 6.
19 on mine.
I've got a 14, and that's my roll.
Okay. So, Marwise and Daldane, you see one head. Gox, you see 2.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
This dragon has a passenger.
Whoa.
We've been playing for almost an hour. What do you say we take 5?
Whoa! Yeah.
Okay.
Holy
Fine,
cow.
I see how it is.
Cliffhanger!
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. Be right back.
But you just said there were only low hills around us.
Yeah. Oh.
So how can we hang off a cliff?
Oh, cliff.
That was a slow burn. That was a slow burn. And you already have inspiration. I can't give you more. Stop asking me to pour water into the cup. It floweth over. All right. For real. Okay. We'll be right back. I only got half of that in the recording, so you're going to have to say that again for posterity.
Oh. Liam's tiny buttons.
And Cindy, I appreciate the gif you just found from Flash Gordon.
Yes.
What's his name? He's someone famous, and I don't remember his name.
I can't think of it right now.
Yeah.
It's unfortunately irrelevant for tonight's session. So at this point, we're probably going to have to do that whole rolling for initiative thing.
Okay. Got a 9 plus 2.
+22.
Oh.
Gox, don't forget you have advantage on initiative, I believe.
Oh, right. Right. So I should re-roll? Is that right?
Yep, to see if you get better than a 9.
Got a 5.
They're going with the 9.
I burned through all my high rolls.
Keep
here.
The 9.
That was it. I burned the high rolls on the better frogs, I think. You know? Yeah. I know it doesn't really work that way. But...
And I believe that's a 19 for Daldane.
Yeah.
Okay. I have rolled for everyone else. Ah, Brian Blessed.
Brian Blessed, yes. Oh, sorry, not Brian Blessed. Brian Blessed!
I do believe that is one of the names where if you're pronouncing it correctly, you need to be shouting.
Yes.
It's the inflection, I guess. Well, Marwise, you are, I would say, about 10 feet away from Gox. You are maybe about 60 feet away from Daldane. And there is a large winged shape between you and the moon. What would you like to do?
Shoot the moon. Shoot the moon.
If you miss, you'll land among the stars. And the moon had it coming.
Can I get to somewhere where I'm within 30 feet of both? No, that doesn't make sense.
No.
The math, unfortunately, does not add up.
You need a leash spell.
So there's a spell called Telepathic Bond. I've been debating having a punomancy spell called Telekinetic Bond. That or Bondo.
I think that works.
Neither one would be appreciated by the person who's targeted.
Is the shape within 60 feet?
It's hard to tell, but considering how long that rock was whistling, probably not.
There's not a whole lot a cleric can do then. I think I'm going to delay my action until either the whole party's within range of my holy aura spell or until I think the creature's within range.
Okay. Next up is the dragon. It swoops down, not incredibly far, but it doesn't need to swoop down incredibly far because, get this, its breath weapon has a range of 90 feet.
Okay.
And Daldane, I will say that you chose wisely by running off another direction. It decides to go for the two kobolds that are clumped closer together. So Marwise and Gox, give me a dexterity saving throw.
That hit something. I got a 7.
Congratulations, you fail.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I got a nat 4. 1.
Oh, nat 1. Yeah, that's not so good. So both of you...
At least one of you has inspiration.
This is also true. Would you care to spend it now?
I would like to spend it now, yes.
Okay.
I will do that. Okay.
Do I get any worse effects for a nat 1? Or...
No, not
I've got a 10 this time, and what was it? Dexterity is plus 2. Probably doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's not going to do
it. Oh, well. Oh, well. Worth a try.
I'm just going to hope my resistance can let me tank this out.
Okay. And here's the beautiful thing about spending inspiration. Even if you don't make a successful roll afterwards, it means the tank is now empty and ready to receive the next point of inspiration.
Yes.
Which we've already learned. I want to give you, but never mind about that.
I try to spend them as soon as I get them. So.
Okay. Well, sad news. You're going to take 67 points of acid damage.
Oh, no.
All right, but it is a dragon breath weapon, right?
It is a dragon breath weapon.
All right, the magic item I got when Fiddle Punch's lab grants me resistance to any dragon breath weapon. So,
nice.
Take half.
Okay.
And it's rounding down 33. Or up?
Down. Yeah. Always round down unless told otherwise. I love that rule of exceptions. Oh, by the way, everyone make a wisdom saving throw.
Well, I'm going to fail that. I got a 3.
You are afraid.
Oh, no. So what does that mean, technically?
Technically, let me mouse over frightened, because they finally have enabled tooltips in beta in the encounter creator in D&D Beyond. A frightened creature has disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls, so not saves.
Okay.
Ability checks and attack rolls while the source of your fear is within line of sight. And you cannot willingly move closer to the thing you're afraid of.
Okay.
I got a 13.
I'm sorry. I heard that Marway's got a 13, which is also a failure. Mm-hmm. But what was the thing that you said, Gox?
How long does it last?
It will last for 1 minute if you don't shake off the effects. You can repeat the saving throw at the end of each of your turns.
Okay.
And if you succeed, you're immune to this effect altogether. It can't do it to you again for the next 24 hours.
So it can't fool you twice. Okay.
Yeah. Well, not within 24 hours.
Right.
For example, Daldane got a 27. Daldane's like, this is all you got? Only said in a more Daldane tone with Daldane words, which would probably end up not sounding like that at all.
And it would probably be terrifying, actually.
Daldane just whispers something. And the dragon flinches.
Yep.
All right. Speaking of Daldane, you are 60 feet away from Marwise, 70 feet away from Gox, and your best guess is that you're maybe 80 feet away from this dragon.
Okay. I'm double-checking my options right this second. I'm 40 feet away from Gox.
No, you are 70 feet away from Gox.
Sorry. Yes.
You took off in a different direction and with your movement speed.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I got ahead of myself. If I moved my full speed toward Gox, I would be 40 feet away from Gox.
Well, if you move your full speed and use your movement as an action, you would only be 10.
It's true.
And then you'd all be right next to each other for the next breath weapon.
Also true. So I'm going to move my 30 feet toward the boulder.
Okay.
And I'm going to
now have partial cover.
Okay. And I'm going to throw a chain lightning at the dragon.
Sounds like a plan.
Is Daldane within 30 feet of me at this point?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Then after you throw chain lightning, I'm going to do my delayed action.
Okay.
So for chain lightning, that's a roll on my part, right?
Yes. You have to make a dex save for each target. And I'm going to hit the dragon first and whatever's riding on its back second.
What's the target number?
17.
All right. Dragon makes the save. The passenger does not. So the dragon sort of like angles to the side. So the bolt of lightning just harmlessly goes past its back. And you briefly see a humanoid skeleton light up.
Wow.
And some muffled cursing. Muffled and because it's coming through clenched teeth.
And that's 19 to the dragon and 38 to his passenger.
Fair.
Hmm? All right, so now that everyone's within range, I'm going to cast Holy Aura, so we're all glowing again.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Well, it makes you much easier to pick out in the night.
Actually, if you read the text of the spell, I think it's the glow. It doesn't say this directly, but it kind of implies the glow is why we're so hard to hit. But that's not a mechanical thing. It's just subtext in the flavor text.
I will adhere to the mechanics, but I still like the idea of we made you glow in the dark. That makes you harder to hit.
That's kind of funny.
At night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're glowing enough to like light 5 feet around us, so it's kind of like you're staring at a light bulb and trying to hit the center.
Okay, I see that.
I will adhere to the mechanics, but I will reserve the right to still be amused by this.
Fair.
Okay.
All right, and then, let's see. I think I'm going to cast Mass Healing Word. That's not too far. Let's start as a fifth level for now. So 22. Everyone gets healed for 22.
Ooh, that's good.
And with the 20 temporary hit points you had, you didn't take the whole brunt of the breath weapon either way.
Yeah, wow.
Well, most of my temporary hit points were absorbed by the shrapnel, but yeah. And then I'm going to use what's left of my movement to try to use the rock as cover.
Okay. I could nitpick and say that the rock is technically closer to the dragon, but in this case, I'm allowing it.
Okay.
It's not worth a nitpick, and it makes sense for you, if you're afraid of the dragon, to try to run someplace where it has a harder time seeing you.
Yeah, your judgment. So I'll take it either way, but thank you.
It makes sense. For some reason, I have, like, these voices in the back of my head were like, well, if you're following the rules, what you would actually be doing is... So I'm responding to armchair DMs that we don't actually have for this because we don't have enough DMs listening to the show. for that to be a thing. So I have to invent them.
Right. Okay, sure.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing.
Wisdom save.
Oh, right. And wait, I get advantage on it.
Wisdom save because of the failed save, so that Marwise is afraid of the dragon. It's the end of Marwise's turn.
So now I understand, if
Marwise is still afraid.
I understand.
And I get advantage because that's one of the things Holy Aura does for us.
Yay! Nice.
29.
29.
You are no longer afraid. Ooh. That didn't last long at all. For the briefest of moments, you were like, I'm afraid of that giant black dragon thing in the sky. And then you realized, wait a minute. We just killed a dragon and then got a long rest. We got this. Oh, the kobold shakes fist at Cloud.
I have to actually click the cast button.
Well, that is useful. Okay. Next up is the passenger. They are very appreciative of the fact that Daldane ran over, because without doing that, one of you would have been out of range of the spell.
Oh, no.
Yep. Everyone, give me a constitution save.
Got a 14. I got a 14, and constitution's plus 2. Is that good enough?
Unfortunately, no. Target number is 17.
Advantage.
Advantage, so I redo, right? If it's better. Nope, that one's not better at all. So I'm with what I said.
21 for me.
Okay. 19 for me.
So two saves and a fail. So here's what's going to happen. A sphere of negative energy ripples out in a 60-foot radius from the rock. They descend to it on the rock. Each creature in that area makes a saving throw. We already talked about that. You're going to take 8d6 necrotic damage on a failed save, or half as much on a successful one.
Okay.
So I'm going to roll that in chat. Okay. So failed save means you take 26 points of necrotic damage.
Oh,
my. A successful save, you're taking 13.
Okay. Wow. I already forgot how many it was. Failed save was
26.
What? Okay. Ick.
I feel like I'm negging the dragon and its passenger at this point. But I'm not even out of temporary hit points yet.
Wow.
I mean,
you
come
call
on, guys.
This a storm. One moment. I am currently using the book that I wrote initiative order in to keep my cat from attacking my dice.
Well, I think the only one left is Gox.
Yep.
This is true. Gox, you're still kind of afraid of the dragon, but you can't jump that high anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm. Can I rage?
You have a lot of reasons to be angry, yes.
Yes.
Gox and oddly
like
enough,
to rage.
As soon as you rage, you are immune to fear.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even have to make a save.
Yeah. All right. How far away is the guy that just did something?
He's maybe about 80 feet in the air.
He's still coming down?
Oh, no. The dragon is flying. The dragon is, it's keeping its distance, but it's trying to not act like it's keeping its distance. It's flying casually.
Right. But it dumped its passenger, right?
No. Passenger's still on the back. He casts a spell from the back of the dragon.
Okay.
If you climb the rock, you might only be 70 feet from the dragon.
Okay. And let's see. Pretty sure a javelin goes farther than that. 30 to 120?
Yeah, you could try tossing a javelin.
Yeah, I got two left, so I'm going to throw a javelin and hope I hit either the dragon or the passenger.
You're going to aim for the nostril again?
Well, I didn't aim last time. It just got there. It could happen again, you know? They'll all have these fancy, like, you know, piercings and become cool kids, I guess. I don't know. Okay, so.
it turns out that the chromatic dragon youths are all, like, sticking javelins in their noses and ears because it's the cool thing. And you don't understand, Mom.
Right. Okay, so that hit something. Try again. It also hit something. I need more space. Hold on. Okay, that did not hit anything, and it's a 5.
You successfully throw a javelin into the air. It comes down, you know not. Oh, wait, no, it landed right next to Daldane. Like, right next to her.
Sorry. Can I pick it up and try again?
Well, you'll have to go over to where Daldane is. You're 30. You're 40 feet away from
her. I do have a second javelin I can throw, though. I know where the first one landed.
Yes, and throwing the second javelin does not use up your movement, so you could toss it and then go over to Daldane.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
And ask kindly, could I have my javelin back, please? I didn't mean to throw it at you.
Okay. Got an 11 this time.
I'll pay for the window. 11 on the die?
Yeah, 11 on the die, but I don't know what I'm supposed to add.
Well, you're raging.
Oh, right.
So you have, like, normally a javelin would be plus 9. So that's already a 20. But you're raging.
Oh, okay.
What was your first roll?
First one was... I don't remember.
Someone check the tape.
I don't remember.
I don't remember. Oh, it was a 5.
Oh, right. Yeah, that sounds right.
So...
I think.
Let's see. Where's your rage information? My cat is still going after my dice for crying out loud, Socket. No, they are not that vicious. You don't need to defend me.
Plus 4 melee damage.
Oh, only for strength attacks. Yeah. So these aren't strike-based attacks. So
no.
The first one was a 14. The second roll was an 11 plus 9. So the second one was a dirty 20. But the dragon's AC is over 20.
It's over what?
Actually, no, hold on. Let me double check. Yeah, the dragon's AC is over 20.
Okay. Worth a try.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go over to Haldane.
This one got dangerously close to it.
Ah, okay. This is the, we see you, you know. Yeah, so after I throw that one, I'm going to go over to Haldane and go, sorry, didn't mean to almost hit you with a javelin.
Give me an insight check.
Insight check?
Anyone who cares to.
I got an 8. Specifically. And insight is plus 6.
Okay. So, that's not exactly a 15. 15's the threshold for this. And 18, Haldane, you get the sense that this dragon is not incredibly pleased with its passenger, because first with your chain lightning, and now with these javelin tosses, as it dodges the attacks, it kind of sort of tries to angle itself so the passenger gets hit. And it worked with the chain lightning. It didn't work so well with the javelin, but it still angled itself that way.
Target the passenger if you can. I think he's one of the 20.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, because I'm too lazy to redo my initiative order when people hold their action, Marwise, it is your turn. Things go a lot faster when there's only 3 players.
Yeah.
They really do.
And you don't have a monk that can do attack after attack after attack, and then flurry of blows.
Right.
Right.
And 1 second, need to roll my sneak attack damage. I mean, I appreciate the large amount of damage that a character like that can deal out. Because that does shorten combat.
Mm-hmm. All right, so how far away is the dragon and its passenger at this point?
About 80 feet up.
80 feet, yeah.
See, what do I have that can go 80 feet? Doesn't require concentration. Not a lot. Is anyone particularly hurt?
Nope.
What's the range for Guardian of Faith? Or do you not have that prepared today?
Guardian of Faith's range is 30 feet.
Oh, yeah. Because I was thinking Guardian of Faith did damage to everything within a certain radius of it, so if you could cast it high enough up, it would still be, but 30 isn't enough.
Yeah, the spell I've been thinking about using is Flame Strike. That's got a 60-foot range. The dragon's still out of range.
Gox. You're going to have to toss the cleric.
Straight up in the air.
Don't tell the monk.
I feel like you've got footwear that lets you go up in the air.
Yes, I do. But and I'm you're no a longer afraid. Cleric. I don't like moving too far away from the party or being up in the air when wing attacks are around.
Yeah, and it's no longer a magically induced fear. It's more of a I don't want to die type of fear, which is much more rational when you're fighting something that's gargantuan in size.
It's completely fair.
And you got this nice rock to hide behind. Who wants to walk away from the nice rock after the dragon so lovingly provided it?
All right, but Gox, you said you could use some help?
Yeah, if I get hit again, it's going to be bad.
Suddenly, the dragon's computer gives it an error message.
Dragon falls from the sky.
buffering. No.
All right, Gox, I'm gonna cast a cure wounds on you at 5th level, healing you for 50.
Awesome.
And it's so convenient being able to just take the max and not roll. That is a nice class feature.
It's cool.
I would say
let me get that in there. Okay, got it. That helps a lot.
All right. Do you use a bonus action or no?
Not seeing any useful bonus actions.
Okay.
Because even spiritual weapon only goes 60 feet, so yeah, I guess I'm ending my turn for now.
Okay. So it's the dragon's turn. Someone roll a d6 for me. I will take the first number I hear. Or see. Oh! Isn't that lovely? That's a 6. Well,
we have partial cover.
Yes, but that doesn't help against breath weapons because it's not an attack.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. The rock you're hiding behind is now a smaller rock.
Oh.
Yeah, because part of it is being dissolved by the acid. Everyone give me a dexterity saving throw.
Had advantage
thanks to the cleric.
Okay, my first roll was a 3, so I'll be rolling again. I got a, what is that? 16. I got a 16. Dexterity is plus 2.
Oh my goodness.
I am going to use my inspiration and try that one more
time.
Two
natural ones.
Wow.
Two of them. Ouch. Meanwhile, Daldane gets a 24.
Yeah. I've got a 18 total.
All right. So what was...
I used my inspiration for another roll. I got a 19.
Were you supposed to have a bonus to that?
My constitution is 0.
Oh.
It's a dex save.
It's a dexterity. Yeah. Oh. So that might help.
Oh, in that case, it's
the last 22. Dragon was a con save. So what's the number then?
22.
22.
22. You just make it.
That means I failed it.
The number 22.
Yeah,
so
I failed it.
The two of you who make the save are taking 33 points of acid damage. Gox, you're taking 67. Cleric MVP because of the 50 points of healing you got.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm still resistant, so I'm only taking half that 33 for a nice old 16.
I forgot my number. 60...
Not bad.
Something.
7. 67.
67. Okay.
But now I have to roll to maintain concentration.
Okay.
This one's at advantage.
You don't need it. 11 will beat it.
All right, so we still have the aura.
All right.
Okay. And my cat has returned to ravage the dice again.
Mm.
He's like, this is the best thing ever. This one lights up if I roll a nat 20. So help me, I'm going to make him a character sheet.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, so that was the dragon's turn. Next up is going to be Daldane.
Going to be me, I think, since you cut out.
Yes, Daldane.
I think that's right.
I reach out and I place my hand on Gox's shoulder and I say, Gox, I'm very sorry you've been hurt. You've been hurt very badly.
Yeah.
This is battle has taken a toll on you.
Yeah, it's getting tiring.
And she casts Toll the Dead. Wait, no. Turns out she was an agent of Tiamat all along.
Oh, no. Okay, I missed what Ellie said.
Mess him up. True polymorph.
You just remembered all of the bacon recipes. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you're the
large
dragon.
You're the adult gold dragon again.
Oh, cool. All right, let me...
But more importantly, you just remembered all of the bacon recipes.
Yes. Yeah.
Marwise, I'm going to need you to write some stuff down when we're done beating this dragon.
Okay.
You recall that you didn't stay a dragon throughout the entire last combat. You only stayed a dragon
right,
for a little while. So you might want to be yelling these things down.
Like, yeah.
Well, I've got it.
I've got
advantage on constitution saves.
Wow.
As you're hacking and slashing and biting and clawing, you're like, okay, first you cook the bacon, and then you pour the grease into a separate container. Then you need some fresh spinach. This is really important, not the canned stuff. Then.
Yeah, this kind of thing.
Some fresh tomatoes.
Bardic inspiration to Marwise.
Thank you.
All right, so now I have the number of hit points that the dragon has.
That's an additional 256 temporary hit points.
Yeah, you're using the dragon stats until the dragon stats go down to 0 hit points. Or
all right, so let me put in the 256 if it'll fit on the thing. Oh, no. Oh, it will. It will. Hold on. It's still going.
I love this game so much. Like, where else can you be like, well, the kobold is now an adult gold dragon.
Okay, I have 256 temporary hit points right now.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, you can breathe fire.
Yeah.
And fly.
Wow.
In case, you know, you wanted to cook the bacon from a distance.
Right, you know, from a distance. Yeah. Okay. Whose turn is it now?
Well, that was Daldane's turn.
It was Daldane's turn.
Because the bonus action was used. Now it's the passenger's turn. And
okay.
They look down, and they see an adult gold dragon, and
they're looking balefully up at them.
Yep. Like, you know?
The profanities haven't actually ever ceased since the chain lightning attack. But they seem to be renewed with increased vigor. You didn't tell me there was a dragon! Okay, so what are they going to do? They cast Socket. There is now an orange tat that is terrorizing all of you. You all lose concentration.
Oh, no.
I cast Counterspell with a box.
Took me a minute, but I got it now.
It's super effective. Yeah.
He is now peeking out from under the box. He is a turtle. This box is I need a camera. He's moving around under the box and occasionally peeking his head out. This would be adorable. It is adorable, but I'm afraid he's going to fall out of the desk.
Oh, no.
No, he's okay. He has found his way out. I am giving play-by-play of my cat distracting the D&D game. This occurs to me, but it's hard to roll dice when he's literally attacking my hand because it got between him and the dice.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So the three of you are all still pretty close together because Gox hasn't had his turn to fly forth and unleash the dogs of war.
Mm.
So the spell that gets cast this time is Cloud Kill. Yay, Cloud Kill.
What is that?
So you create a 20-foot radius sphere, and again, centered around the rock, because why not, of poisonous yellow-green fog.
Oh, no.
You smelt it, dealt it.
Oh, no.
Yes. The range is 120 feet, so this is well within the range of the spellcasting. The fog spreads around corners. It lasts for duration or until a strong wind disperses the fog, ending the spell. Its area is heavily obscured. So, good news, you have partial cover.
Okay.
When a creature enters the spell's area for the first time on a turn, or starts its turn there, that creature must make a constitution saving throw. So, not yet, but you will have to make a constitution saving throw. That
okay, is this guy's turn? Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, it's this caster's turn. So,
okay.
Gox, you are going next, and when you go, you're going to have to make a save. But with dragon constitution. So, you know, whatever.
And advantage.
Yes, and you're going to take poison damage, whether or not you make the saves, just say for half.
Okay,
now... The dog can move, but right now we're not worried about that.
All right, so last time... I'm still learning dragon, right? But, like, last time, I know I got to go after some people's turns, but I don't know if it's...
You have legendary actions that work like reactions in that you can use them after someone else's turn, which is not technically
Can I
reaction,
do that this time?
You can, but your reaction, your legendary actions are either smack something with a tail, and they're too far away, or do a wing buffet, or wing buffet, depending on if you're hungry.
And Gox is always hungry.
The wing buffet, because that's what we're going to call it now.
Yeah.
Again, you're out of range of the dragon above you. It would be super effective on Daldane and Marwise.
Okay, because I was thinking maybe if I flapped my wings, I could blow away the cloud, but it doesn't sound like that's going to work.
Well, that would be a strong wind. That could work, but keep in mind that you can't, like, prevent that same thing from affecting your friends.
Okay.
As a gold dragon, you have enough intelligence to realize...
To realize that,
I could blow it away. I could blow them away with it.
Yeah, okay, it was just a thought.
I mean, we are both on one side of the rock. Like, if Gox moved to the opposite side of the rock,
you'd be blocked from the wing attack.
Yeah, but it also probably wouldn't blow the cloud away from us.
Yeah.
It'd also take an action, not a legendary action.
That's true, because it has to move. Oh, that's true. Right.
Well, I'd rather take 15 bludgeoning damage than... I'd rather risk taking 15 bludgeoning damage than definitely take whatever Cloud Kill does.
Well, Cloud Kill's a 5th level spell, so it does 5d8.
Hmm. Looks like it's a dexterity save. The wing attack is a dexterity save. You have to hit DC 22.
Oh, kobolds aren't good at those.
What That's do you guys up to think? You. Want to try it or no?
I think it's worth a shot, but I might regret that statement later.
Okay.
I'm game.
All right. I'm going to try it.
Okay. And I'll pass my inspiration to Marwise, just in case.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't think I roll anything.
Yeah.
I do? What do I roll?
No, it's dexterity.
No, no, no.
Yes,
you don't roll anything.
Okay, I understand.
What's the target number for everyone else rolling?
DC 22 dexterity saving throw.
There's some cutting out going on, but I heard DC 22.
It's 22. Yeah.
Oh, just made it.
Yay! So the bardic inspiration Ellie gave me earlier, can I use that here?
Yes, anytime you're rolling a d20.
Yes, you absolutely can.
And it's a d12?
Yeah.
So add that to your 17.
Oh.
No, I say go with it. A 5 will just make it.
It'll just make it.
Two
this
just
is gonna
makes
work.
It.
This is All gonna right. work.
So you're not knocked prone. Actually, I think the way this is worded, you don't even take half damage.
Nope.
Nope.
No.
Not if you made the dexterity. It's you either make the dexterity saving throw or you take damage.
And then Daldane, you can fly up to 40 feet.
Yeah.
Daldane feels a sudden urge to pull out her DOS lute and start jamming while Marwise holds her fingers in the air, like the index finger and pinky from both hands.
Oh, yeah.
And headbangs.
Right.
As the clouds just go. And gone. Because that was a legendary action, at the end of the caster's turn, no one starts their turn with Cloud Kill. It does no damage.
Yep.
Excellent.
It freaking works.
The perfect strategy. And you can move up to half. And you can fly up to half your flying speed.
Yes.
Well, let's do that too.
So what's your flying speed? I want to say it's 80.
Should say, is it 80? Flying is 80.
Yes, yes. So you could fly 40 feet up.
I'm going to do it.
Okay, so now you're 40 feet away from the dragon and its passenger.
So instead of 3 kobolds, it's now 2 kobolds and a very angry gold
angry,
dragon.
Raging gold dragon.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You've heard of gold dragons being mean opponents. Imagine if one took levels in barbarian.
Yeah. It's a raging gold dragon.
As luck would have it.
Yeah.
As luck would have it. The only thing worse is if it took levels in rogue so it got sneak attack damage.
Oh my gosh.
So the bad news is now that you've done this, you are no longer in cover because
that's fine.
The clouds aren't, well, I'm saying to all three of you.
Oh, okay.
Including the squishy cleric. And the rock's much smaller, so it's not even providing partial cover because it kind of melted from the acid.
All right. Well, I'm hoping that I'll distract the bad guys because I'm the shiny gold dragon. There wasn't
thought,
there a minute ago.
Who would have thought an adult gold dragon appearing out of nowhere would be a distraction to anyone? Which, by the way, Gox, it is now your turn, and all my dice have spilled on the floor.
I think I heard that happen, yeah.
Yes, okay, so I'm going to mute myself while you say what you're going to do.
Okay, so I'm 40 feet away from the dragon, is my understanding.
Yes.
And do we want the dragon or do we want the passenger? Is
he
still
on
the dragon?
You could try to blood weapon at both.
I could, yeah. All right, I'm going to do it. Yeah, okay, so we're going to do, let's see. I don't know that he's immune to fire. I know he's immune to acid. What do I have? Still learning dragon. I have fire breath. I have weakening breath.
I would use fire breath.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to use fire breath. It is a 60-foot cone. Each creature in the area must make a DC 21 dexterity saving throw. If they fail, they take some damage. That's what I'm going to do. So I think whenever Crash is ready, he can roll a dexterity saving throw for the dragon and his passenger. See how long that takes.
So I wasn't muted in Discord, but I was muted for the stream. So I'm talking and realizing that no one's going to hear me in the recording. So the dragon uses a legendary resistance.
Okay.
Because that was a nat one.
Oh, okay. So that's one of his legendary resistance gone.
Yes.
Okay.
The caster uses a legendary resistance because that was a 3.
The caster has a legendary resistance as well.
Yes.
Okay. So they've each got 1.
Yes.
Okay.
So how much damage do you roll? Because making the save means half damage.
Okay. Half damage for fire breath is... okay. If you don't make the save...
I'll do the math. Just roll
the
damage.
Yeah, I'm just trying to read the numbers. If you don't make the dexterity save, taking 66, which is 12d10 fire damage on a failed save, or half as much damage on a successful one. Did that make sense?
Yeah, so you're going to roll 6-sided die.
Okay. Need that.
No. Not no? 6d6. 66.
Oh, that's right. It's monster, so they include average damage. So we can just say that they're taking 33.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a perception check.
Okay.
Understanding that, looking at the dragon's sheet, because you got that open, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
So.
Okay, sorry.
Perception is wisdom based. What's the dragon's wisdom?
The dragon's wisdom is 15 plus 2. I have rolled a 2. Am I close enough to re-roll that? How close do you have to be for
Well, tactics? Your perception does it count is if normally...
Oh, wait. I gave you the wisdom thing, but I don't know.
Yeah,
perception plus 8 on the dragon sheet? No. Plus 14.
Yeah, actually, it would be plus 8 because 14. Your perception is plus 6 normally, and its wisdom has a plus 2 bonus more than what you have.
I'm confused. Okay.
It's okay.
You use its stats, but your skills.
Okay. So did we figure it out? Because I don't know.
So plus 8.
Plus 8?
Yeah.
So I rolled a 2 plus 8.
So that's unfortunately not the threshold. You do not notice what you could have noticed.
Okay.
Can we notice?
I would say you could try, but one of you is 40 feet away. The rest of you are 80 feet away. So I would say that your roll would be a disadvantage.
Okay. 16.
A 16? For the briefest of moments, you think you see the flames hit something before they hit the dragon and the caster. And they still go through. They're still singed, but you think there's something that prevented them from taking the full brunt of it.
Isn't that interesting? Gox, get closer.
To you or to the dragon?
To the dragons.
Okay.
The other dragon.
Okay, that's what I'll do. Can I think I already moved this turn, right?
Nope.
I can go closer.
You used your breath weapon right away. Your breath weapon had enough range that you didn't need to get closer to breathe.
Okay, so I'm going to go closer to the dragon.
Okay. I'm assuming you go all the way to melee range?
Yep.
Okay. You are now within melee range, and you notice that the person on the back of the dragon is very, very dead.
Okay. You can yell down, we got the passenger, maybe.
Well, they're very, very dead in that you see their skull.
Oh. Are they undead?
Well, considering it's pointing at you and mouthing some profanities, probably
something
undead.
Nasty.
It's impressive it can mouth without a mouth.
That's pretty interesting. Yeah, it's a skill. Okay, so the passenger is an undead something.
That's what I thought.
You guys can hear me.
Which lich is which?
it's definitely one of the 20. Okay. This is Daldane thinking quickly. What was... This might be like Deucalion. Focus on the passenger.
Okay.
All right. Well, unfortunately, that was already Gox's turn because the breath weapon is in full action. So now we are back up to the top of the initiative. Marwise, how you feeling, buddy?
Well, now that there's someone else in the sky and I'm not flying Dragon Buffet, I'm going to go ahead and activate my boots. I'm going to try to move within 60 feet of the dragon and his passenger. I'm also going to try to move in a way so that I'm not in the same breath weapon range as Daldane or Gox, but biggest priority is trying to get within 60 feet of the baddies.
Okay, so what's your movement with the flying boots?
According to the description, should be my standard movement, so it's 30 feet still.
Okay, so you can move to within 50 feet if you so chose, but you want to be within 60, like right on the edge of 60?
Yeah, that's what I'm mostly worrying about.
Okay. And that'll give you some wiggle room to move to the side, so it's not like a straight line connecting the three on your side for a wonderful, like, billiard shot of acid breath.
All right, and is there somewhere where I can put a circle, a 10-foot circle, to get the dragon and its passenger, but not hit Dragon Gox?
Yes.
All right, then I'm going to cast Flame Strike as a 5th-level spell.
What kind of damage does that do? I'm assuming fire.
It's dealer's choice between fire and radiance.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and give radiance a shot, since we know the passenger is undead. And they
it's
have
actually
to make...
sonic damage.
I don't get
it. I'm just being silly.
Oh, I don't think I heard all of it, so that's cool.
I said it's actually sonic damage.
It was so much sonic damage that we didn't hear it the first time. That was the problem.
Yes. I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So they have to make a dex save of 19.
Use those legendary resistances.
It's not either or, it's both.
Oh.
So, yeah, they have to make a dex save of 19. All right, and half as much. So they take 46 radiance and 46 flame. And since they both save, they only take
half. Good lord. So 46. Oh, wait, except one of them's undead, isn't he?
Yeah.
I should double check how many hit points that guy has.
I don't actually know that.
So 18 fire and 19 radiance. Add saves or vulnerabilities as is appropriate.
Is this in addition to the 46?
No, this is the 4d6.
Oh, 4d6.
Yes, I apologize. Probably should have enunciated that better.
For a second, I thought you'd
this
already
is the problem. This is the problem we have with monster templates.
Yeah.
Because we can use the average damage.
Flame Strike does 92 damage straight up.
Wow.
No, it does 4d6, not 46.
Slight difference.
Yeah.
Only slightly.
Minor technicality.
Yeah.
Okay. Someone roll me a d6 in chat.
Not me this time.
Why not?
All right.
I don't know how. I'm never going to get that right.
Got a 3.
Okay, so the dragon's breath weapon is not renewed.
Oh, okay.
And a sigh of relief is breathed by the party. Well, not by Gox, because Gox is just thinking, kill. Also bacon.
Wait. Before we go forward, Gox, do you want to make a tail attack?
Oh, I can.
Oh, that's right.
I'm doing it, yeah. How do I do that?
Because it's not just after the turn of an opponent, it's after anyone's turn.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me that.
So whack that Scully guy off the back of the dragon.
All right, that's what I'm aiming for. So I'm making a tail attack. It just says the dragon makes a tail attack, so I don't know what I'm supposed to...
If you scroll up, there should be
tail attack
an option
is a...
for attack under actions. It'll say tail.
Action.
Melee weapon attack.
Tail. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Plus 14 to hit. Plus 14 to hit.
Okay.
So reach 15 feet. All right. That hit something. That did not. That is a 16 without the plus. What was the plus?
A 16 plus 14 is going to hit. What's the damage? What's the average damage for that?
Okay.
17.
Okay. So the caster's going to take 17 points of damage.
Okay.
His head spins right round, baby, right round.
Oh, no.
Like a record. Right round, round, round.
Yep.
Okay. Well, because this is at the end of someone else's turn, this dragon also does a tail attack against Gox.
Okay.
That's... a lot. That's over 30.
Oh.
I'm not doing that math.
Okay.
You are going to take 17 points of bludgeoning damage.
17? 17?
Yeah, it's a draconic slap fight. Yes, 17 points of damage.
Okay, I'll take it.
Except it would be a draconic slap fight, except you're not going after the dragon, you're going after the rider.
Yes.
Like, how dare you hit the passenger on my back? I smack you again. No, please, stop hitting the passenger on my back. I slap you again.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're at it, let me look at something here. Do-do-do. What is this character's bonus to hit? Okay.
I vote plus zero.
No, it's not plus zero, but that number is low enough that you're not going to hit an adult gold dragon with that kind of roll. So a beam of magical light flies off into the night, narrowly missing the adult gold dragon.
All right.
Your scales shimmer.
All right.
Okay. Duldane, you're up.
Ooh, neat. I forgot I could keep going after the polymorph.
Duldane chooses to cast a different spell with concentration.
Oh, that would be a problem.
No.
Gox attempts to fly by flapping his arms very fast.
Duldane chooses to cast one of the very few spells that she knows that doesn't have a concentration requirement, targeted at the passenger. Oh, no, wait. They're still 80 feet away, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
And I don't have a way to get any closer. Okay, taking that back.
Well, you do. You could cast Fly on yourself. I mean, that does require concentration. But, you know, that should be fine.
Nah. I'll just do another Chain Lightning. That's a dex save at 17.
It chooses to make the save.
That's two.
And because it's Chain Lightning, the dragon can also be affected. The dragon does not need to choose. It just makes the save.
Okay.
So it's done that twice.
The passenger has done it twice. The dragon has only needed to do it once.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
56 damage, so they take 28 each. That's they each take half damage, so it's 50. So they would each take 56 damage, but since it's half damage, it's 28.
Okay. So Gox.
Uh-huh.
As
I can do something. Yes,
yes,
no.
You can, but also, as you see this chain lightning fly up and hit the two beings that are very, very close to you, and you kind of marvel at how close the lightning gets to you without actually damaging you whatsoever, mm-hmm. And for a moment, you're that character that sees all the math symbols going in front of your face for a while as you try to work out the physics, and with a dragon brain, you believe you do understand them.
Okay.
It has something to do with something called a player's handbook. And as you are marveling on this, the dead guy on the back of the dragon just sort of disintegrates into powder.
Oh, wow.
One down.
Yeah. I yell down to my two kobold friends. All right, the passenger has disintegrated. Wow. Okay. Mm.
And yeah, but we've seen them do that before.
True. Mm-hmm.
And is it?
I would like you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
Remember to use the dragon's dexterity.
And advantage.
Okay, so I've rolled a 15. Dragon's dexterity.
Don't forget that dragons have different modifiers for saves, so don't look at just the number for dex. Look underneath those stats for where it says saving throws.
Okay, saving throws, dex plus 8. I have a 15.
So that's a 23 on your first roll.
Yeah. Should I roll again?
You've got advantage.
You could, but you don't need to because the 23 does it.
Okay, then 23 does it.
Okay, so you are not affected by this gust of wind from a wing attack, which is probably good because you're airborne. But this black dragon is now 40 feet away from you. Straight up.
Okay. Straight up?
Yeah.
Okay.
So no, it's now 120 feet away from Duldane and Marwise.
Okay.
Ask if it's retreating.
Are you retreating?
No. I'm flying towards a different battle.
Sounds like you're surrendering.
That's pretty far away from this one.
Okay.
I can probably follow you there, you know.
Have fun storming the castle.
As long as it's not this fight, we don't care.
Thanks for knocking that guy off my back.
No problem, I guess.
Don't expect any favors from it, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Daldane's turn. Now for the caster's turn. He floats gently down towards the ground, but hasn't quite reached it yet, because there's some upward drafts. Gox, it's your turn.
Okay. So I think the passenger disintegrated, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It tried very hard to be a capacitor. It didn't have a lot of capacity.
So it's basically harmless now?
Before they were undead, as far as you can tell, Daldane has removed the un.
Okay. So I should go after the dragon?
It's your choice.
I would say let the dragon go.
Yeah? Okay.
Unlike other dragons, this one didn't seem willingly hostile towards us, because the moment its passenger was dead, he decided to just book it.
Yeah. Okay. So,
I think this is a Deucalion situation where he was fighting against his will.
Could be. Okay, I'm just going to maybe land and not land on my friends then.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you can get to the ground this turn.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you could double move and get to the ground this turn. That is true.
Okay. Okay.
You could also, if you were higher up, you could still get to the ground this turn, but you would have to roll for falling damage.
Ah, okay. I'm not higher up, I guess, so.
I will allow you to land.
To land, yes.
Actually, wait, I think land. Your flying movement is 80, so you didn't need to. You don't need a double move. You can still do an action once you get to the ground.
Oh, okay.
You could.
I will also land. I may or may not land on my giant gold dragon.
you can land on a giant gold dragon. It's okay.
Okay. All right.
Gox.
So Gox is gone. Marwise is gone by landing. Mm-hmm. It's the dragon's turn. Someone roll me a d6.
I don't even know how to do that in there.
A 5.
Okay. Everyone give me... Actually, no. I'm joking. The dragon's breath weapon is renewed, but it's 120 feet away. Its acid breath doesn't have that range.
Okay.
So if it did use acid breath, it would just be more like acid rain. There'd be some environmental damage.
Statues would melt.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
The gravestones wouldn't look quite the same, but you are all out of range of its acid breath, so it just sort of flaps away into the night.
Okay.
Brooding, thinking about how it is the darkness.
Okay.
Oh, I am the night.
Do not ask for cuddles. All right. So you hear victory music playing in the background. There is the sound of the Final Fantasy fanfare. And
Daldane is trying to figure out how to communicate to Gox that I can make this polymorph permanent, and she can turn back into it, and he can turn back into a kobold anytime he wants to.
Well, considering that Gox right now has the intelligence of an adult gold dragon, you could pretty much
have a
just
better
say,
chance.
You know, if I keep concentrating on this, I don't need to cast a spell on you again.
That's true. Would you like that, or do you want to stay a kobold?
Sounds like I can be both.
Yeah, that's true.
And just kind of pick, and then, yeah.
On one hand, I find it hard to believe that Wizards of the Coast would allow something like this. But on the other this is what level spell?
9th.
Yeah. 9th level is where the game starts to break. And the only reason it's bad is just because all 9th level spells are broken.
This is on level with Wish, so yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
I'll concentrate for an hour.
All right. Hey, Marwise, I got some recipes you can write down if you don't mind. Just a few more.
Marwise will oblige.
Okay. So he's got one for a pasta dish with bacon and some kind of sauce with tomatoes. And then he's got like a sandwich with bacon. And
with
like
lettuce and tomato. And you've tomatoes. Never heard of this before.
Right, yeah. And then there's the one with the grilled cheese that has the bacon, you know, in between in there. Yeah, that one. And let's see what else.
There's a type of biscuit that you want to try to make for the better frogs that it tastes like bacon, but they don't know it's not bacon.
Right, yeah. So we're going to use like the bacon fat from some of this, and we're going to put it on something else that they can eat. Maybe fish. I don't know.
I love this game.
Try that.
So,
okay, so we're
going to
have that
much.
One. And And Gox just keeps going.
Okay, and we just sort of hear Gox's voice amplified because it's coming from an adult gold dragon as the camera slowly pans away off into the sky, into the distance, and the voice fades out as we hear bacon recipe after bacon recipe after bacon recipe. Yes.
So if I'm really concentrating on this spell for an hour, then go ahead and replace your intelligence, wisdom, and charisma scores with the dragon stats.
Actually, please don't, because there's ways that can be reversed. So it's good to keep a record of what your original stats are, because you might go back to them.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do I do?
Just until you're told otherwise, anytime you load up your character sheet, also open up that sheet for the adult gold dragon.
I can do that. Okay.
And we're just going to use the adult gold dragon stats until those hit points get reduced to zero. As soon as that happens, you're Gox the Kobold.
You go back to,
yes. But because adult gold dragons can polymorph, you can also shapeshift into Gox the Kobold.
Okay.
So you would be a kobold that's disguised as a gold dragon, disguised as the kobold.
The kobold.
That's disguised as the gold dragon.
And then what stats would I use if I, like, okay.
Still
I
the adult gold dragon.
Still the, okay, until, oh my gosh, Gox is smart now.
Yes.
Wow.
I just want to clarify, unless this is a house rule that Crash is making.
Mm-hmm.
If you concentrate on the spell for a full duration, the spell lasts until it is dispelled.
Yes.
So if
Or until if you, your hit points go to zero.
Mm-mm. Okay. No?
Because if you get killed, you return to your original form.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure I read that.
I don't know.
That's if you get killed.
Yeah, if your hit points go down to zero.
But that's not the same thing. Daldane has demonstrated this.
And there's a rage thing. I don't know if that still applies or not. Depends on, I don't know. Something about... something about barbarians is... at some level, if you're raging and you go down to zero, you don't actually die.
This is true. But as an adult gold dragon, you don't have the ability to rage anymore, which is why Daldane always waited for you to rage first.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's the case. Do we want to keep you as a dragon? Because that means most of your barbarian skills are gone.
Yeah, but the dragon skills are pretty tough too.
By the way, the dragon gets 3 melee attacks during other people's turns now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been making a difference, you know?
And fire breath?
Right, yeah.
Zeely might be slightly jealous.
I think she's going to be upset.
That, or she's going to be like, me next.
I think she was saying me next last time, too, so.
Quite possibly, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's going to be so ticked off because she was supposed to be next. By the way, as you're going over the bacon recipes, you hear a very loud explosion down towards the lake and a faint maniacal laughter. Apparently, Zeely had a reason to be kept away.
Oh.
that's how I figured these things out. If a party member is being NPC'd and they're not engaged in the actual combat, they are in fact engaged in another combat elsewhere. Zeely's ended with a loud explosion and maniacal laughter because Zeely.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
Sox's probably ended before the combatants that they were facing, because it was Sox and another kobold who was also a rogue.
Mm-hmm.
Their combatants might not have known that they were in a fight yet.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, on that note, plugs. So Chris was not here this evening, but he has a podcast, AzrothCTC.com. They post every other week or fortnightly if you want to be fancy or reference a video game that none of us that I know of actually plays. Ellie has a social network at elec.xyz. You might need an invite to join, but request those invites because elec.xyz is an awesome place. It's just invites only to keep out spammers usually. That happens, unfortunately. But that means we're spammer free. Io, who also could not be here, her mom writes books, elizabeth-mccoy.com. Check those out. Jen has a blog and podcast over at bookofjen.net, and we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, helps keep the lights on, helps pay back the money that I spend to keep everything moving smoothly, and then I spend more money because it's a hobby, and therefore a bottomless pit that I will attempt to fill with money, and you can give me some money to fill it with, which we won't fill it because bottomless. That's right. How physics work. Physics-wise, bottomless isn't a thing.
Yeah.
Math brain. Okay, not thinking about that now. All right, so that's it for tonight, and until next time, this is Crash saying, thanks for getting that thing off my back.
Maybe we made a dragon friend.
Well, he did say don't expect any favors from it. We'll see. Yeah.
Look, it's really mean to refer to your cat as that thing.
Oh.
No. If he was on my back, you would have heard a cry from me. You would have heard the sound of ultimate suffering.
Ah.
Yes.
Good to know.
All right. Good night, everybody.
That is the good sound night. Of ultimate suffering, by the way. Just,
Well, good it depends night. On how much energy you have left. Good night.
Yeah, true.